It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Texas businesses are watching nervously as President Trump threatens Mexico with tariffs over what he calls its failure to stem the flow of migrants across the border. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports this comes as a key Texas office overseeing trade with Mexico remains vacant.
The Secretary of State is the governor's key point person on Texas-Mexico trade. The position has been vacant since the legislature failed to confirm David Whitley last month and he was forced to resign. Sam Taylor is a spokesman with the Secretary of State's office.
We have an Assistant Secretary of State for Mexico Affairs who communicates with all of the consular corps from Mexico that is present in Texas.
But Cal Gilson of Southern Methodist University says the absence of a sitting secretary makes a difference.
A Secretary of State that was in that relationship and knew who to talk to in Mexico as well as in Washington when trade difficulties arise, as they have now with these Trump tariffs, would be of great value, and we don't have that.
The governor can appoint a new Secretary of State. That appointee must be confirmed by the legislature. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.
High-profile events like the Columbine or Parkland shootings have many schools taking a hard look at their security plans. But there's no definitive evidence as to what programs and technology work best. So school officials have to wade through countless options to find something that works. Guns in America's Aditi Benlamudi reports.
Talk to parents dropping their kids off at school, and they'll tell you they're thinking about security.
I think for school safety, you know, you can't really put a dollar on it.
I want my kids safe. That's my opinion. I don't think we need to make a business out of it, but we should keep our kids safe.
In 2017, the market for school security systems was worth $2.7 billion, according to IHS Markit, a research firm. There are endless products, from $60 door locks that can withstand a sledgehammer, to former special operations agents that will embed inside a school, to special toilets schools can buy for long lockdowns.
You can look on Amazon. I think you could even buy them there. It's like you buy these 5-gallon buckets that has a toilet seat on it and a roll of paper towel of toilet paper, and you could
sanitary like, wipes.
And yeah, there's like this package that you can buy. So
that's Tracy Fowler and Chris Blyce. Blyce is the chief operations officer for Chatham County School District in North Carolina. Fowler is the district's executive director of student services and support programs. Chatham County Schools realized they needed a change in their security plan in November of 2017, when a hunter shot a deer near one of the schools.
Teacher called. Well, this was at about 7:45, and the kids were just getting there. So there's a line of cars down the front of the school and out to the road. So what do you do about that? And who does it?
And the following February, two Chatham County schools were placed on lockdown when someone stole a vehicle and came near the schools. It became apparent to Blyce and Fowler that they needed a new lockdown procedure. But when they started looking, the options seemed endless and expensive.
I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, it really is. There's more stuff out there than you could ever use.
Blyce says he gets at least 2 sales pitches per week on a new app or lock or training module. But a recent study from the Journal of Violence and Gender found no evidence that increased technology or security programs reduce firearm violence in schools. Heather Schwartz is a senior policy researcher at RAND Corporation. She's studied how technology can be used to make schools safer.
There's a lot we don't know about which types of technology are effective in making schools safer, yet there's an abundance of types of technology for school districts to wade through.
Schwartz says it's really difficult to study what technology works well, particularly because the factors change depending on the school, how big the school is, what safety procedures the school already follows, and how closely the staff follow those procedures. So what are schools supposed to do? How do they wade through the options?
When you're thinking about safety, you need to think about the whole picture. Training staff on your policies, deciding what particular policies to implement and what technologies in this case, and then how are you going to maintain it over time?
Blyce and Fowler in Chatham County followed that approach. And for Blyce, it's not about the stuff. It's about communication and organization.
It's finding the balance, and it's understanding that these are things that help you. They can't be where you're putting your faith.
In the end, they just wanted more eyes around the school. They've installed more security cameras and added 4 additional school resource officers. They're in the process of replacing the physical locks on their doors with badges and a computerized system which updates who has access. They're also looking into a program which would call law enforcement faster. Blythe says preparing for an active shooter is like preparing for an airplane crash. On the rare occasion that it happens, we question our safety in some of the safest places.
We're training hoping that we never have an airplane crash, and we're doing everything that we can so that if we have one, we can get through it. That's about the best we can do.
He and Fowler never found a magic bullet solution or a cure-all contraption, but they feel they found something that works for their schools, and they didn't have to rely on fancy gadgets to get it done. For Guns in America, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.
Guns in America and KERA are spending 2 years reporting on the role of guns in American life. Find more at gunsandamerica.org.